The covenant Jonathan made with David many years ago, that covenant allowed Mephibosheth to live in the palace, to live in the kingdom of heaven, to live with the king, and for us to live with the King of Kings. It's that covenant Jesus made with God for us. And of course, if I'm going to talk about the kingdom of God, I'll talk about the kingdom of heaven, and we will go back to Mephibosheth. Let's go back to John chapter 3 to start, please. Something very important Jesus said to Nicodemus. Very, very important. Nicodemus went to see him during the night because he was frightened. And Nicodemus realized there's something in that man. He said, "You're a man of God. There's something in you. What do you have? You can do miracles like that. Tell me." He said to Nicodemus, chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered Nicodemus and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I said unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So Nicodemus didn't understand. So they carry on talking, and Jesus carry on emphasizing the same thing. Verse 5, he said, Jesus answered again Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God." Yeah. That means he cannot embrace the kingdom of God. He cannot understand the principle of God. And that is very important. To be part of the kingdom of God, to be part of the kingdom of heaven, to live in the kingdom of heaven, we need to be born again. And he was explained to Nicodemus. Let's go back to Mephibosheth. What happened to Mephibosheth is, as I said before, is because of Jonathan, his father. Jonathan, his father, opened the way for Mephibosheth to live in the kingdom. But there was a decision, a condition, etc. We are going to see. David find out and said, "Is there anybody in the family of Jonathan? Because I want to bless them. I want the covenant to work in their life. I want to bless someone in that family." They said, "Yes, there is one who lives in Lodebar, in the desert, in the wilderness of Lodebar." David said, "Go and get him, because I need to bless someone." You remember the last covenant he made with Jonathan. Jonathan said, "Remember my family. If I die, but please let your mercy be on, your kindness be on my family. When you will destroy all your enemies, you will be at peace in that country. Remember my family. Remember my house," Jonathan said. And David remembered the house of Jonathan. And when he was at peace with all his enemies, he said, "Is there anybody in the family of Jonathan? Because I want to show kindness." And that word kindness comes from that Hebrew word I said, hesed. That is a covenant word. And they went and get Mephibosheth. And Mephibosheth arrived to David, bowed down to David. And David said, "Here you are. From today, I'm going to give you all the land of your father. And from today, you are going to eat at my table as a son." From that day he entered into the palace, David said, the covenant is working from today on. "I'm going to give you all the land of your father. And from today, if you accept that covenant, you are today my son." And David said, "You will come and eat at my table." 1 week, born again, we come to the Lord, give our life to the Lord, and God said, "Today I'm delivering you out of the wilderness of Lodebar, and you come now into my kingdom, the kingdom of heaven." Let's read Colossians chapter 1 to see what I'm talking about. Verse 12 and 13. The Apostle Paul received that revelation and he said, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. He took us out of the wilderness of Lodebar and he said, today you are going to have a feast you had never had before in my kingdom. Chapter 3, still Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 and 3. Because what happened with Mephibosheth when David said, today you are going to eat on my table as a son, he had to make his mind, as every one of us. We have to make our mind, are we going to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior and live in the kingdom of heaven or not? Chapter 3, verse 2. We need to set our affection on things above and not on things on the earth. For we are dead and our life is hid with Christ in God. When Mephibosheth accepted that offer, he was dead according to the way of the wilderness. Mephibosheth didn't have anything when he used to live in the wilderness of Lodebar. The Bible said he used to live with a family. It's where he used to live. It's where they found him. Which means he didn't have even a place, a house for himself. And David said to him, today you change position. I give you a choice. Make your mind. From today you are my son. Are you going to accept or not? Thanks God, he accepted it. And David welcomed him into the kingdom. The same way we are welcome in the kingdom of heaven. Before I go further, I'm going to talk about the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. I want to make it very clear. The kingdom of God is the position. It is a place, it's the residence. But the kingdom of heaven is the place, the residence. The kingdom of God is the method we need to use in order to live in the kingdom of heaven. God's methods, God's principle, God's law, which allowed us to live freely in abundance in the kingdom of heaven. When Mephibosheth said, yes, from today, I accept you as my father, he changed position. He changed place. Finished the wilderness. Now I'm living in the palace. But how am I going to live in a palace I never lived before? How do you live in a palace? How do you live in a kingdom? It wasn't a problem for David at all. Because before David found Mephibosheth or any descendant of Jonathan, David had a plan. David had a project for that person. Exactly the same one God had for us. When we read Jeremiah chapter 29, let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29. Look at what God is saying to us, even before we come and live in the kingdom. Verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Another version said, I know the plan and the purpose. Thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expectant end. That was in David's mind. A plan, a thought, a project for the descendant of Jonathan. I want them to prosper as I'm prospering. I want to bless them. The same way God is saying to us. But one condition. Accept me as your father and accept you as son, my son and my daughter. Now we are in the kingdom of God. How are we going in the kingdom of heaven? How are we going to live in that kingdom? Do we know the principle of the kingdom? Mephibosheth didn't know the principle of the kingdom. He was born in the kingdom many, many years. But when his father was killed and his grandfather was killed, he had to flee. And he was a babe, still a baby. Even maybe not remember he lived in the kingdom. Couldn't remember how he was. But many, many years later, he had to come and learn how to live in the kingdom. Know the principle, the method. And that was the task David gave him. Okay. And we may think, how to live in the kingdom, kingdom of heaven. But being here on earth, sometimes we sing that song, heaven is in our heart. It is possible because God made it possible. I'm going back a few years, many, many years or many centuries. When Adam and Eve was in the garden, it's written in Genesis, God, the voice of God, walked in the garden in the cool of the day and met with Adam and Eve. That means heaven was on earth. We had heaven on earth. Adam messed up with it. But heaven was connected with earth. When Adam messed up and passed his wives to the devil, there was a disconnection automatically. There was a disconnection. The voice of God couldn't go down anymore in the garden. But one day someone came. Jesus came one day to do that connection. We connect heaven and earth. If you read in Matthew chapter 3, before Jesus started his ministry, God sent someone. He sent John the Baptist. And what was he saying? Repent. Why? John the Baptist was preparing the way for the kingdom of heaven to come back again once more. But he knew for you to enter in it, it would be through repentance. And John the Baptist said, I'm the voice this time. I am the voice preparing the way. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. That was his task. Jesus came along and Jesus ministered during 3.5 years on earth. Jesus had a mission to bring back again heaven on earth. Let's read Ephesians chapter 2. That will help us to understand something. Because when Adam gave his wives to the devil was pleased to take it. God had no right to do anything. Legally, the earth was not God's anymore. If God wanted to make another Adam, he could not make another Adam. The earth, the soil, the soil was not God's anymore, legally. He was the devil's. He couldn't make a second Adam at all. He had to leave it. The devil took something and he built a wall with all his attitude. Jesus came and destroyed it, that stronghold. If you read in Ephesians chapter 2, let's go through it. Verse 13 to 18. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Jesus. For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. That wall the enemy built between God and us. He disconnected us and built a wall like that, we couldn't have any relationship with God. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law or commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. Jesus came and destroyed that wall. He pulled it down, that stronghold, and he brought heaven on earth. And during 3.5 years, he prepared 12 disciples. 12 of them. And the day arrived when Jesus died. He was buried. And during 3 days, we were waiting for something very powerful. And during those 3 days, what happened? Jesus went to hell. And there, he took back what Adam had given to Satan. The key of the kingdom of heaven. He took it back. 3 days later, the resurrection power took place. He met with his disciples. They talked. But even before the resurrection, before the death of Jesus, do we remember what he said to the disciples? Who do you think I am? And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter received a revelation. Look at what he said to Peter in Matthew chapter 16. Maybe he didn't understand Peter at that time. But it was something really powerful. Verse 19. He said to Peter, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And it happened. He was just preparing them. I'll give you. It's written in the future tense. He was talking to Peter. He said, I will give you the kingdom, the keys of the kingdom one day. And it happened that day. He came out of hell, brought it back to the disciples. He brought it to Peter. If we read in Acts chapter 2, who spoke the day of Pentecost? Peter. When Jesus was again, he came back and ministered to them, encouraged them, I have to go. I have to go away. If I don't go away, the Holy Spirit won't come back. I have to go away. But Jesus said to them, don't leave Jerusalem until the day of the connection of heaven and earth. Don't leave Jerusalem. The earth has to, the heaven has to be connected to earth before you do anything. Don't move until. Amen. And they were in the upper room seeking God, praying, and 10 days later, heaven and earth was connected through the Holy Spirit. The pouring down of the Holy Spirit on earth connected heaven and earth. And who opened his mouth to speak? Peter. He could remember, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. And it's written in Acts chapter 2, verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11. Go to verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. Chapter 3, verse 12. And when Peter saw it, verse 19, still Peter, repent ye therefore and be converted. He's encouraging people. Chapter 4, verse 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit brought the connection back, heaven and earth. And it's when we come to the Lord, we repent, we give our life to the Lord, what have we got in our heart? The kingdom of heaven. Amen. The kingdom of heaven in our heart. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. They had to wait in the upper room. The Holy Spirit made that connection that day, and there the church started. The body of Christ became alive, was in existence. And when we call the body of Christ or a church, is when we give our life to the Lord, heaven is in our heart, and the body of Christ is ready to move on with the Lord. We live in the kingdom, but how are we going to live in that kingdom? What is the principle of the kingdom? What is the method of the kingdom? Let's go back to Mephibosheth. He accepted the offer, and it's written in the Bible that he left the wilderness of Lodebar, and he went to live in Jerusalem, the capital, because, he said, he was eating at the table of the king. Let's go back to 2 Samuel chapter 9, please. I said to you that David had a plan and project and purpose for Mephibosheth. He wanted Mephibosheth to prosper the same way God wants us to prosper. Which means in the kingdom, everything, in the kingdom of heaven, everything is prepared for us, waiting for us. Just to say yes. And we enter into the kingdom and live in the kingdom. And God will show us his kindness. Mephibosheth had to do something. He had to make a choice, either to stay with the dead dog mentality or to be the son of the king. Because it would have been very hard for him to say yes to David, live in the palace with the wilderness mentality. And with a mentality like this, we cannot prosper in the kingdom. Is impossible. He had to make his mind, renew his mind, as Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says, to renew our mind with the word of God in order to take our position in the kingdom of heaven. Renewing of the mind. Help us to take our position in the kingdom of heaven. Renewing of the mind is God's methods to live in the kingdom of heaven. And this is a way to take your position in the kingdom of heaven. That was the way for Mephibosheth, and it is the way for us also. I'm going to read verse 10 for you, because it's something very, very important I found in verse 10. Then the king called, I'll start with verse 9 to understand better. Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertain to Saul and to all his house. That therefore, and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruit, that a master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. When I read that verse, verse 10, where he said to Ziba to till the land, why? That the master's son may have food to eat. But I said, but you invited him to eat at your table every day. He's your son. You said, come and eat at my table as my son. You adopted him. He's your son. You are his father. Why do you give him a servant to till the land to give him food to eat? That is one principle in the kingdom. David's sons, each one had a post, a position in the kingdom. Every one of them. The last one was Mephibosheth. He needs a post. He needs a job. He needs a responsibility. And even David said, you will eat at my table. It was Mephibosheth's responsibility to feed the kingdom, people living in that kingdom. He said, here the land, I give you a servant, but your responsibility is that, and to bring food at the table for you to eat. It's not because I took you out of the wilderness, you are now in the palace, in the kingdom, you are not going to do anything. And I thought, food, eat. And I thought, what is that principle? I said, God, what it is that? You call us to eat at your table and you send us to work. And God said, seed time, harvest time. That is your responsibility. I thought, that's it. The kingdom of heaven, the principle of the kingdom of heaven, the method and the law is called seed time and harvest time. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. As long as the earth exists, is here, it will be seed time and harvest time. God created it this way, seed time and harvest time. He said to Mephibosheth, you come here, you eat at my table, hear the seed. And you are going to feed us. You starve, we starve, we starve, you starve, because we are in the same kingdom. I thought, wow. Every one of us, we got a task in the kingdom. He will give us one seed. We'll have to learn to plant it and to feed the people of God, to feed the people in the kingdom of heaven. Seed time, harvest time. For this reason, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything shall be added unto you. David didn't send Mephibosheth to school, to university, to sign on to the job center. He said, seed time, harvest time, that is the kingdom of God. That is our method here in that kingdom. Here you are. Use it. And Jesus said, seek first the method to know how to live in the kingdom of heaven in order for you to prosper. That is the first thing. When we come into the kingdom of heaven, know the methods of God, God's principle, and learn to use it. We come into the kingdom of heaven, we talk about healing, deliverance, peace and joy. They are all part of the benefit of the kingdom of heaven. I'm sure David explained to Mephibosheth all the benefits of his kingdom. He brings, you will bring your family, they will go to school, your children, with my children, my great children, they will go to school. You will have this and that. It's fine. But there is a principle in my kingdom. And the principle is seed time and harvest time. It benefits you, your family, but everybody in the kingdom. If you decide to stop sowing, no food, you starve, your family starve, the kingdom will starve. It's your choice, Mephibosheth. And unfortunately, sometimes we find people in the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes they don't even know they are in the kingdom of heaven. Somehow they know they are in the kingdom of heaven. They don't know anything about the principle of the kingdom, how to apply the method of God within the kingdom in order to prosper. We need to know and understand. We need to receive that revelation. In the kingdom of heaven where we live, there is a method, a principle, God's law, and it is seed time and harvest time. And that will touch every area of our life. Our body, our soul, and our spirit, it is seed time and harvest time. My next message will be that, really, really in detail. Because exactly in verse 10 is what David said to Mephibosheth. Welcome into the kingdom, hear your seed. For everybody. The rest of the songs is written, they were minister. They were working the administration part of the palace. But his was slightly different, but as important as the rest of the sons of David. A task very important also. No seed, no harvest, no food, you will die. So it was as important as the rest of the sons. And I believe Mephibosheth accepted. We have to make the kingdom of God being productive. We have to invest, learn how to invest in the kingdom of God in order to yielding a profit for the kingdom of God. Just before I was finishing that study this afternoon, one thought came, Ziba. I thought, oh, yeah, what about him? And I look again, I read, I thought, oh, David called him from the beginning. Because when David said, do you know anybody who can tell me about Saul's and Jonathan's family descendant? They said, yeah, there is Ziba somewhere there. He was a servant of Saul. Go and get him for me. Ziba came and said, he said, do you know if there is any descendant of David and Jonathan and Saul somewhere? Ziba said, yeah, I know. It's really funny. He knew a lot, that Ziba. He knew a lot. If you read very well that chapter, you will see he knew too much. David said, go and get him for me. Therefore, good opportunity. I'll go and get him for you. He was so close that David said, while you are there, you will be his servant. Fine. You were the servant of his dad and his granddad. You will be his servant. And I thought, God, what does Ziba represent to us? So I thought, Mephibosheth is now in the kingdom because of a covenant with his father. David cut the covenant with his father. He gave him the rights to be in the kingdom. But Ziba is not part of the kingdom. He's not part of the royal family. He is outside the royal family. So what is he? What is he? But he's working for Mephibosheth, who live in the covenant, who live in the kingdom. So who is Ziba for us? Those outside in those buildings working for us. The bank, the council house, the colonnades, the school, they are our Ziba. They are working for us to to profit our kingdom.
Yeah.
And I thought, I better watch out with Ziba very close, because he knew too much. It took David years to find out a descendant of Jonathan, and it seems he knew a lot that Ziba to find it very quick, Mephibosheth in the wilderness of Lodibar. He knew more than David. And one thought came, but I won't expand on it, it will be another message. Many, many years later, when David fled his son Solomon, Ziba was still there again, finding his way to prosper. And that is the world system. When we are not careful, they make their way to prosper through the kingdom of God and steal from us. I thought, thank you, Lord. I didn't have time to prepare it, but that is another message. In the kingdom of God, we need to learn the method of God. So my next message will be learning the methods of God, the principle of God, the law of the kingdom, in order not to survive in the kingdom of heaven, but to live that abundant life Jesus is talking about in John 10:10. We will have to, with God's methods, within the kingdom of God. Genesis 8:22, harvest time, seed time, harvest time. Because when we look at in Matthew, in the book of Matthew, several times Jesus says, the kingdom of God is like. What? And if we look at very well, it gives us an idea how to use that method in the kingdom of heaven. He said, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. Here you are, the seed. Use it in the kingdom of heaven. But I'll come back later with that. I'll explain that later. David laid down the foundation for Mephibosheth. David and Jonathan, by cutting that covenant with David, he said, I'm making a foundation for my children and my great children. Fine, he did it, he died, David was there. And David said to Mephibosheth, the foundation is here, your dad made build it. You are going to build on that foundation now. Watch out the way you build on it. Isaiah chapter 28 verse 16. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I laid in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. We got our foundation laid down for us, and it is Jesus. We need to learn how to build on that foundation. Remember, Jesus came, prepared the way, and brought the kingdom of heaven on earth for us. He is the foundation, and we need to build on him. The Apostle Paul encouraged us and warned us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. We are in the kingdom of heaven. We got one task: to build the kingdom of heaven on earth until the return of Jesus. But there is one way, one method, one principles, one law, God's way, the kingdom of God, and we find it in the Word of God. I called you last night. I was really stuck. I had half of my message, and I arrived in that part, verse 10. I couldn't find anything. And when I hung the phone, I tried to find something. I received one or two revelations, and I typed it half a page, and I had a problem with my computer. I lost everything. I thought, great, I'm going to bed now. I can't be doing it with that. I don't know what I'm going to do. Leave it. I just left it. And I called my friend and I said, guess what? I lost all my message. She said, I'm sure you got it. I said, yeah, in my spirit, but not on the paper. I don't know what to do. I said, I'm going to bed because I'm tired. And I woke up this morning early. I went on the computer, and just there, I opened my Bible, and I looked at it, verse 10, and I thought, that's it. I thought, why did he give him the land and after ask him to eat it at his table and after ask him to find a way for him to eat himself? I thought, wow. And I just went from 9 o'clock until 1:30. I said, and when I finished, I looked Ziba. I thought, who is that? I thought, wow, Ziba, stay there. Next time it'll be your turn. But that is really the first time something happened to me, really, and I thank God for that. In one verse, you can find so much revelation. God just opened your mind and your spirit, and you see something you've never seen before. You read many, many times before, you never seen before. And I believe in David's life, we found all the principles of the covenant and the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. We'll go through his mistakes, we find the same thing also. But there is something there for us. There is something there. Jesus come after. Jesus lived the life of the kingdom of heaven on earth with us. Jesus is the other example for us. 3.5 years, he proved it is possible to live heaven on earth. Because Jesus said to his disciple, I'm leaving, I think it's in John chapter 6 verse 14, we will do greater things than him. And one thought came. In Genesis it's written, Adam was a living soul. Adam was a living soul. Adam had heaven on earth. Adam had heaven in him. Heaven on earth was connected. He was a living soul. Look at how quick he gave it to the enemy. Jesus came. The Word of God says he was a living spirit. And he brought it back. What happened now? He took the kingdom of heaven and he put it in our spirit. The enemy, what is trying to do? Trying to go into our soul to do us what he did to Adam. Because Adam was a living soul. But he forgot the second Adam is not a living soul anymore. He's a living spirit. And the kingdom of heaven is not in our soul, it is in our spirit. He tried everything in our soul to go to our spirit to take it back. It's impossible now, it's too late for him. For this reason, the Word of God tells us to renew our mind. Where Adam made the mistake, the enemy tried exactly the same method. His methods haven't changed. He's using the same method. The difference, the kingdom of God, it is in our spirit. It is protected. So he's trying for our soul, for our mind. But God says, renew your mind, renew your mind, renew your mind. Take your position. You are now in the kingdom of heaven. Take your position. Renew your mind. Okay? Thanks, God.